We're doing the Rambam's 13 principles found in the introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, the Perek Chelek. The Rambam says, Vayisodar V'i, the fourth foundation, Hakadmut, the fact that God always was. V'hu, Shezeh Achadam To'ar, and that concept is that the singular one that we described, Hakadmon Bechlet, he is the one that is completely first to everything. He's always been there. And anything else that exists compared to him doesn't go back. Meaning they're all after him. Everything is a creation that he created. Everything comes after him. You find proofs to this in many books. And this fourth foundation, that's what it says in the end of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of Vezos Abracha, says, Hashem is the God that was Kedem, before everything else. And you have to know that one of the great foundations of the Torah of Moshe is that the world is a new world. It was created. God created the world out of a vacuum. There was nothing but God, if we could fathom it, and then God created the world. And this that you see, that I speak about the idea that the world did not always exist, like the philosophers try to say, that so that you understand that clearly that Hashem exists, as I explained in the Mora Nevuchim. And that's a little bit, needs work, that the Rambam refers to the Mora Nevuchim in his Pirush HaMishnayos. We have to wonder when the Rambam wrote this sentence, because technically the Pirush HaMishnayos was written when the Rambam was a youngster, a teenager, 18, 19, 20, and the Mora Nevuchim was written at a much later date. So it could be that the Rambam here added this footnote at a later date, because the Pirush HaMishnayos, as is written in Ibn Tipon's translation, this was written in his youth, and the Mora Nevuchim was written much later on. So however, we'll understand that. At the end of the day, the Rambam says, this is a very important point. If maybe we'll